Song of the Day winner today, almost a throwback, it's Genuine Pony. Thank you for your vote. Now, Pork Chop, can you explain to me, we kind of have something that we want to try a week from today, but to make it happen, you've got to be part of this, and I mean you listening to the show.
Yeah, so Monday, the Song of the Day category, that's next Monday, is going to be songs from local artists. So let's say you know a local artist that's in the Houston or Indy area. All you have to do is DM us on Instagram at Joe and Mackenzie, and then I will write back to you with the details. So once you do that, we will need that by Thursday, 10 a.m. That's the deadline.
That is the deadline. Thursday at 10 a.m. This is your chance to have your music heard on the radio. This is your shot. So submit ASAP.
Now, let me ask you this. I have music from back in the day. Can I count as a local artist?
Yes.
Sure.
I want to hear it.
Okay. I might pick myself. What about Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston? He has newer current music. Is he eligible if people want to vote for him?
Possibly.
I just want to check and make sure I fully understand how we're trying to do the rules for next Monday's Song of the Day. Local artists from H-Town and from Indy.
Correct.
All right, cool. Well, if you want to be part of this or you're just hearing this later on the podcast, get us it. The cutoff is Thursday at 10 a.m. It's Joe and Mackenzie. Send us a DM on Instagram. I am in the doghouse, at least I feel like I'm going to be, because I don't know what I'm going to do for Valentine's Day dinner. And I found this kind of interesting, what people actually want to have for Valentine's Day dinner. My plan was to go take Lindsay and go to a steakhouse. We'll get some steak and some wine and, you know, things that we both love, maybe some taters. But we can't find a reservation. Like, I've given up. I tried like 2 weeks ago, and I can't find anything. I might try to do something on a Saturday night. Like okay. A day after, because Valentine's Day this year falls on a Friday.
But then what do you do Friday night?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. According to this, 20% of people say they secretly wish their partner would just do pizza for dinner on Valentine's Day.
So do a heart-shaped pizza. They have those.
But that's less pizza, though. I mean, if you really
love... Do two heart-shaped pizzas.
Okay, I was saying, if you really love somebody, do you want to short them on their pepperoni pizza? Yeah, this is according to a new survey. That's what 20% of people want. Some other things, non-traditional food people secretly wish they had on Valentine's Day. They'd like some desserts, some fried chicken, barbecue, and tacos. I would be totally cool with tacos. Some fresh tacos. I had fish tacos last night. Oh, it sounds so good.
I think you should. I like this. I like the strategy because, I mean, honestly, if you're just like, oh, yeah, I should probably make reservations today, it's too late.
Oh, yeah,
or you're
sorry.
Gonna be eating at like 3:30 p.m. or 11 p.m.
Well, that's, and I really, Pork Chop probably thought I was being a jerk. I didn't mean it that way, but Pork Chop tried to hook me up, and he really did, because the place he works at is very hard to get into. They always have bookings around the holidays and events. They're like, hey, we can get you in at 4:30 or 9:30. I'm like,
right? I'm going to do a Galentine's, early Valentine with my little girl. I'm so excited.
So do you guys know what you're eating? Like, what's your Valentine's Day go-to?
Yeah, we have a restaurant picked out. We have Rezzy's. I have her presents all done and wrapped, ready to go, and then we have a movie we want to watch together.
Dope.
So I am prepared.
Now, Chops, are you, I assume, working your kind of a job on Valentine's Day, that Friday night?
Yeah, I'm working Friday night, double Saturday, double Sunday, and Monday night.
Good. Okay, now let's say you actually had some time off to celebrate with Hostage Boy. What kind of food would you want? Would you want to go to a fancy steakhouse like people usually do, or some Italian restaurant? Or what would you want to eat? What would your Valentine's Day dinner be?
That's such a great question. I think ziti? I would like, no, yeah, like a candlelit dinner at home, some baked ziti, like homemade, mm-hmm. like almost kind of Thanksgiving style, but more romantic.
Your man cooks too, right?
Yeah.
I will tell you what would be so hot for you guys to do.
Drizzle baked ziti on each other.
I have always wanted a man to do this for me, to like lay out a dress and just tell me to be ready at like 8 p.m. And like, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what we're doing. That is like my fantasy.
What if I did that? Like I laid a dress out for my wife and she looks like a smoke show. I'm like, you know where we're going, baby? Golden Corral.
You would do that.
I would do that. I'm like, hey, I love me some White Castle. Like, we're getting us a Crave case.
But surprise is hot.
All right. Now, live the web, girl. I assume your boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, is doing nothing, but what?
Why do you assume that?
Well, I thought you said, like, he doesn't really plan that. Am I wrong? Like, or for Valentine's Day? Or do you, is he actually going to have some big plans for
you? Well, we just did not have... We like wanted to do something and we're like, yeah, we're going to do something, but like nothing was like planned yet. But we do. We have reservations at this brand new restaurant. It's called Root and Bone. And it's like all of their ingredients are very like farm fresh. So I'm super, super excited about that. And then after, we're going to this place called Provider that has like drinks and stuff.
Oh,
so
fun.
That's our plan. Now- and they had a lot of reservation options too.
Now, don't even. I know Liz, like, I told you to go to that place. I know, whatever. We're just going to get hot and ready, I think. Now, is that your dream meal? Like, what would you want to have for Valentine's Day dinner? Because one out of five people are like, I want some pizza.
I do not care. I think that, like, Valentine's Day to me is just like, okay, cool. Like, it's just, I really don't care about it.
All right.
And I know that's weird because a lot of, like, you know, people really love it and, like, it's a great day. Like, I'm happy about it. I'm just, I don't.
Like, if I could have my dream Valentine's Day dinner, I'd want to go get, like, Texas fajitas, steak, shrimp, and chicken.
And but that's just any meal.
No, but, like, if I could have my dream Valentine's, like, that's what
Why
I really
on
want.
Valentine's Day, though?
Because it's one of my favorite meals. Like, see? I feel like on Valentine's Day, you should have one of your favorite meals. It's like your birthday.
But, like, I guess so.
I'm glad we're not dating.
The reason why I, the Root and Bone, the place I picked, it's more expensive, and so, like, I want to try it because it's brand new, but also, like, I would never just go there on a regular Saturday or Friday night just because...
Because it's a special.
It's a, yeah, it's an expensive place, and hey, I'm balling on a budget here, so...
That's right.
I was like, oh, well, like, it's Valentine's Day, so, like, I know he's gonna, like, pick up the tab, so, like, I'll pick somewhere that's, like, a little bit nicer that I wouldn't pick for myself.
And for all my single people out there, I don't want you to be all sad and, like, down in the dumps. It's like, you would rather you should be by yourself than be with the wrong person. So let's just keep that in
perspective.
Well,
maybe most of the year, but not on Valentine's Day. You gotta get somebody. Even if they're wrong, they'll pay for your meal.
This is Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Tweet us, by the way, Joe and McKenzie. I'd like to know what your dream Valentine's Day meal would be. Anybody else got those chicken fajitas in their life? I know I do. McKenzie, what's coming up in the tea?
Ooh, Oscar winners and losers. Plus, poor Vince Neil slurring his words while doing fan videos. You gotta hear this.